Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Polls open today for primary election day. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Polls opened up at 7 a.m. this morning until 7 p.m. this evening for Campbell County Primary Election Day. All voting will be conducted at precinct polling locations. There will be no voting available in the Campbell County Elections Office at the courthouse. For information on your polling location, check the map located on the Campbell County Elections page. There are fewer candidates this year compared to previous elections. For the Campbell County Commission, four candidates are vying for two seats. Commissioner Bob Jordan, who was appointed to the board in January, is seeking election, along with Public Land Board member Jerry Means, Campbell County School District Board member Larry Steiger, and local business owner Troy Castleberry. In the legislative races, six seats are up for grabs, but only two are contested. Senator Troy McEwen is running for a second term in the Wyoming Senate and faces challenger Phil Christofferson. Representative Ken Clouston, who has represented House District 32 since early 2023, is up against George Dunlap, a former long-serving Campbell County Health Board member. Although the Gillette City Council races are nonpartisan, they will also appear on the ballot with the top two candidates in each race moving on to the general election. Of the seven candidates, six will advance, with the only contested race in Ward 1 between Darren Edmonds, Chris Smith, and Greg Shears. Additionally, 98 precinct committee seats are up for election, setting the party's direction for the next 2 years. The only significant change in this year's elections was a ban on crossover voting, where voters could previously switch their political party leading up to and on election day. Voters who are purged and re-register are considered new voters and can choose their party affiliation. Following today's primary results, the ballot will be set for the general election. Residents will find their proposed 1% specific use sales tax for the Camplex Arena and Gurley Overpass, as well as the elections for the hospital board, school board, city council, and Gillette College Board on the ballot. The general election is November 5th. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.